Sorry, David, to Rabbi Yisrael Friedman.
We learned yesterday in the Mishnah, in Pirkei Avos, the first Perek, Hillel Oymer, Heve Metalmidov, Shel Aaron HaKoyen, Oyev Shulaim, Veroidev Shulaim, Oyev Es Habriyos, Emakarvon L'Toyra. That's a very famous Mishnah, which everybody knows, even young children know it. If you want to be from the Talmid of Shel Aaron HaKoyen, you need to be, have these three middos, Oyev Shulam, Aroidev Shulam, Oyves Habriyos Makavon HaTorah. However, the Maral Miprag, in his Sefer Derech HaChaim, asks the following question. V'yesh lishoil harbe. He says this is a shtark hakasha, yesh lishoil harbe. If Hillel told us, you want to be from the Talmidim, from Aaron HaKoyen, this is what you need to do. Freik the Maral, that means it's a well-known thing that this is the attributes of Aaron HaKoyen. This is how he behaved. Freik the Maral the following question. V'af ki bevadai keini sha'Aaron HaKoyen hoya oyeves habriyos. Although it goes without saying, of course, he was an oyev habriyos, he was a great tzaddik. We don't find it written anywhere in the Torah that Aaron HaKoyen was an oyev es habriyos, although we take it for granted. Of course he was. Says the Maral, it's only a remez in a pusik in Sefer Malachi. B'shuloi mevemishoi hulach iti v'rabim heishiv me'uvoin. And Chazal tell us this refers to Aaron HaKoyen. Or befreik the Maral, it can't be that when Hillel Azukin is telling us, Heve metalmidov shel Aaron, Oyev shulim v'roidev shum oyev sabriyos, that he would say such a thing, ki ila hoyu yodiyah l'koil, as if this was a well-known established fact, when it's not written anywhere. V'oid, befreik the Maral further, even this pusik in Malachi, from this pusik in Malachi, we only see the first two things. Oyev shulam, veroidev shulam. The pusik says, b'shulaim ivamishoi hulach iti. That Aaron HaKoyen behaved b'derech shulaim. But I don't yet see the middah of oyev es habriyos. Oyev es habriyos, loy nizke b'shim mokoyim, sha'oya oyev es habriyos. As I freak the Maral, mi praga kasha of the Mishnah. So he says, rather, he understands the pshat in the Mishnah is as follows. In order for Aaron HaKoyen to be the Kohen Gadol, who the Kohen Gadol, he is the shliach of Gans Klal Yisrael, which through him all the tefillahs and the avodah of Klal Yisrael go up to Shemayim unaccepted. It's his avodah to make sure that there is an achdus in Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael are together. Because if Klal Yisrael are not together, he cannot be their shliach, because they are splintered and fragmented. So he can't act as their shliach. He can only be their shliach if they are all united behind him. V'akoyin agudoil, hi meyichelius mekashe Yisrael, ad shi Yisrael, Am Echod. And we know, the Maral doesn't quote this, but the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Makos, why is it that somebody who killed somebody else b'shoigig has to stay in the Urim Miklat ad mois hakoyein hagudoy? Why is he somehow responsible? Tell us Chazal, yes, because he should have davened that this tragedy should never have taken place. This is the achrayis of the Kohen Gadol. So you can't be a Kohen Gadol if you don't possess those middos of Oyev Shulam, Roidev Shulam, Oyves Habriyos Makavon LaTorah. So the Torah doesn't have to write it. The Torah doesn't have to tell us, Aaron HaKoyen had this. It's like saying a Rosh Hashiva, we have to tell you Rosh Hashiva knows how to learn. Well, of course, he must know how to learn. If you can't learn, you can't be Rosh Hashiva. You can't be a Kohen Gadol if you don't possess this is the Aleph base. You're not an Oyev Shulim, a Roydev Shulim, Oyev Sabrisim. You can't be a Kohen Gadol, because if you don't have that, you can't act as their Shliach. So therefore, Zuk the Maral, this is how Aaron HaKohen, uniting Klal Yisrael, he could then be their Shliach to elevate all that Tefillis and the Avodah up to Shemayim. Al Derech Zeh writes the Chod Kivareva in his Sefer Ginzei Yisrael. This is a kasha which many Mephoshim ask. If we look in Birchas Kohanim, steht in the Pusik, Dabal Anvel Vunav Leimoy, Kaisavorchis B'nei Yisrael Emoy, Lohem. Lohem is Lushan Rabim. And then we continue Lushan Yuchid. Yevorechachu. It should say Yevorechachem. Why suddenly does the Pusik change from saying Emoy Lohem, Yevorechachu? Zuk the Rebbe, you know how the Kohen is able to give a bracha to Klal Yisrael? When he's able to make from a Rabim into a Yuchid. Emoy Lohem as Yevorechachu. That Klal Yisrael is one unit together. I'm speaking to all of Klal Yisrael, and I can say Yevarecho. Klal Yisrael is like Ish Echod, Belev Echod. This is how the Kohen has to give over the Bruch. The Machzer Vitri, in his parish on Pirkei Avos, writes a Gevaldike Chiddush, and we understand his words with the words of the Maharal. Writes the Machzer Vitri these words, Oyevis habrius inyan achehi. This is already something else. Ve'einoi misav al talmidov shel Aaron. It's not referring back to the beginning of the Mishnah. When it says heve metalmidov shel Aaron, it's oyev shulaim veroidev shulam, full stop. Because that's what's written in the Pusik in Malachi. Beshulaim ve'misha hulachiti. Zuk the Machzer Vitri. Oyves Habrius is not a continuation. It's what Hillel is telling us by himself. Oyves Habrius and Mekavon Torah, but it doesn't go back to Heaven Mitamid of Shalan. And we understand the Machzer Vitri lefi the Maral, because it's not written anywhere. So this is how the Machzer Vitri understood. But Kipshitoi, we never learned like this. We always understood that Oyev Shulam, Beroid of Shulam, Oyves Habrius is all part and parcel of being mitalmid of Shalom. Now the Maral asked a question. How can it be it's not written anywhere in the Torah, beferish that Aaron HaKohen was a Oyev Shulam, a Roid of Shulam, a Oyev Sabrius? So it could be we could answer this question with the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim, which we learned yesterday in Parshas Nusoy. We know when the Kohanim duchen, they make a brucha, like every mitzvah before one makes a mitzvah, says one has to say a birchas hamitzvah. But this nisach habrucha, which the Kohanim say, is radically different to all other birchas hamitzvahs. That the Kohanim make a brucha, asher kiddushuni, not like we always say, b'mitzvoisov, they say, asher kiddushuni, b'kiddushusoi, Shel Aaron, v'tzivuni levorchas Am Yisrael b'hava. This nisach habrucha needs a big explanation. Why don't they say Asher Kiddushuni b'mitzvois or v'tzivuni? What's this nisach Asher Kiddushuni b'kiddushusoi shel Aaron? So in the Siddur Oitze HaTfilis, in the Perish Doiva Shulam, he asks this question, and he brings a Torah's Kohanim. Steht in Torah's Kohanim in Parsha Shmini as follows. We know it's written twice in the Torah that Aaron HaKohen bench Klal Yisrael. Once, what we learned yesterday in Parsha's Nusoy. And the first time in Parsha Shmini. Steht in Parsha Shmini, when they finished building the Mishkan, Ve'yisa Aaron es Yudov el ha'om vayivorchem. The Aaron HaKohen lifted up his hands, and he gave a brucha to Klal Yisrael. Says Rashi, which brucha? Vayivorchem birchas koyhanim. Yevarechecho yue yiso. Azoizuk Rashi. So we find already birchas koyhanim is mentioned in Parsha Shmini. And a second time in Parsha Nusoy. Zuk the Torah's koyhanim. Vayisa arnes yudov Elohim vayvarchem ba'oysa shu zucha b'matnas kehina v'zucha b'nasiyas kapayim loy iladoy roysov ad sheyichi hamesim. Aaron HaKohen, when he benched then Klal Yisrael, at that moment Hashem said, you've given a bruch to Klal Yisrael, I'm going to give to the Kohanim the Chof Dalet Matnes Kehina, and I'm going to give you a mitzvah, v'zucha b'nesiyas kapayim. He was then zoicha to the mitzvah of nesiyas kapayim. Zukta oitzat filisida. What do we see from this Torah's Kohanim? We see from this Torah's Kohanim that the first time when Aaron HaKohen benched Klal Yisrael in Parsha Shmini, he did it on his own accord. This wasn't a mitzvah. It wasn't a tzivui. He wanted to give a brucha to Klal Yisrael. Said the Rabbein Shloim to Aaron HaKohen, you want to give bruchas to Klal Yisrael? Zuche loy ledoyroi sevad oylam. You've now been zoiche le'oylam vued that you are going to be the one to give bruchas to Klal Yisrael. So the reason why Shevet, the Kohanim are benching Klal Yisrael doesn't stem from the fact that it's written in Parshas Nusoy. The Baruch Hashem said, Koy Sivachi of Nesu. That's not where it started. It started in Parshas Shmini when Aaron of his own accord gave a bracha to Klal Yisrael, to the Baruch Hashem. I see you are a Oy of Yisrael. You like to bench Yidin. From such a person comes out brachas. You should be the one to give brachas. So he gave a bracha ma'atzmoy. Zuk the oitzat filis. That's why the Kohanim, when they duchen, they make a bracha, asher kiddushuni b'kiddushusoy shel Aaron, to tell us why were they zoicha to be able to give brachas to Klal Yisrael? Because they are einiklach from Aaron HaKohen. And Aaron HaKohen of his own accord wanted to bench Klal Yisrael, and therefore that's why the Kohanim are zoicha. The Heilige Rishna, Schisse Yugen Aleini, explained the Ma'am Chazal, Kala mispalel ba'ad chaveiroi, hi nenet chinem. Said the Heilige Rishna as follows. The art tzaddikim, who they give bruchas all day long, people come, they knock on their doors, please Rebbe, give me a brucha, Rebbe, give me a brucha. And these tzaddikim are giving bruchas right, left and center. But they are giving bruchas because they view themselves as this is their tafkid, their tachlis. This is their profession. This is what they need to do. There are other tzaddikim who they give bruchas because they feel the tzar and the suffering of a tzvaita yid. They can't bear to see what this yid is suffering and they want to alleviate his suffering. So they give a brucha, which is yotzim in halev. The Heilige Gerishna gezukt. This which Chazal tell us, kol mispal bat chaver hinen et chile, is only when you're mispal al chaveroi. You're giving him a brucha because you regard him as your chaver. Every yid, kol Yisroel, arevim zeh lo zeh. You feel his pain. If you feel his pain, that's why you're davening for him. If you're merely just giving him a brucha because a yid is stuck a kvittel in front of your face, of them steht nicht, he nenet chile. Aaron HaKohen was on this, was the madrega that he gave a brucha to Klal Yisrael the first time, not because he was commanded to do so, but because he wanted to do so, and that's why he gave him a brucha. And with this we can answer the following question. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in his Sefer Moi V'Ktzia, writes that Bizman Hazeh, the mitzvah of duchening, is only midrabbonon. Oh, it's stated in the Torah Koisavach B'nai Yisrael. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden, yeah, but this mitzvah was a mitzvah which the Kohanim did in the Beis HaMikdash. This was part of the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. So just like today, we have no Karbonos. So therefore, Be'echas Kohanim, which is an Avoida of the Beis HaMikdash, Bizman HaGulis is also only midrabbonan. It's nish midraisa. As we paskin Rabbi Yaakov Emden. The Mishnah Brira in Shah Tzion and Simon Kif Chuvches is choilik with him. And he says this is not the accepted opinion. The accepted opinion is that mitzvahs nuchening is ad hayoyim, even bisman agulis is a mitzvah to oiraisa. And he quotes this Toras Kohanim that we mentioned before, the Arnakoyim was zoicha b'nasiz kapayim loy ledoiroisov ad shiyichi hamesim. In all generations, there is a mitzvah of nasiz kapayim. The question, however, remains, why? L'choy Reb Yaakov Emden is right. If nasiz kapayim is one of the avoiders in the Beis HaMikdash, so if there's no Beis HaMikdash, we don't have the avoider. If we don't have the avoider, how can it still be a mitzvah deraisa? Bizman agulis, tzadavum agrosa beer. The Teretz is, however, with this Toras Kohanim, the Arna Kohen was zoicha to the mitzvah of Nasiz Kapayim, not because it is an avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, because he went on his own accord, and he, v'yisaz yudah v'le'om v'yevorchim, he wanted to give them a brucha. So Arna Kohen was zoicha to this mitzvah, not as part of the avoid of the Beis HaMikdash, but on his own accord. So even bizman hazeh, when there is no Beis HaMikdash, Nasiz Kapayim remains a mitzvah deraisa. In Medrash Tehillim, in Perek Zayin, states as follows, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, miyoim shachur of Beis HaMikdash, ein yoim she'ein boy simen klula. Unfortunately, as we know only too well, zman agulis is leider du asach klulis. So how does Kalal Yisrael have a kiyim in the gulis? Omer Acha b'schis ma oni oimdim. So how do we have a kiyim? B'schis b'chis koyhanim. In the schis of b'chis koyhanim, we are zoicha to a kiyim in the zman hagulis. We see very clearly from this lushan of Chazal that b'zman hazeh b'chis koyhanim. This is a mitzvah deraisa. This is what's keeping Kalal Yisrael going. Siyudia the Sam Zeruf schis yugun aleini. When people would ask him for a brucha on Yontif, he would refuse to give any bruchas. And he would say, you just got a brucha today from the Koyanim. This is the emes of brucha in the Torah. You don't need my brucha. We need to have a minna in the koyach of the bruchas from the Koyanim. The Mogen Avraham quotes a Zoya HaKudosh. Zoya HaKudosh writes, Kol koyim deloy ruchim, any koyin who doesn't have Rachmunis and other Yidden. He doesn't love other Yidden. Kol koin l'ruchim l'ama loy yissa kapov. He may not duchen. This is a tenai koidim l'masa. If you don't have a harvest Yisrael, don't bother duchening. Says the Mugen Avraham, that's why the Nisach HaBrucha is l'vorachas ama Yisrael be a hava. This is part and parcel of the mitzvah. And we understand this now very well. Arna Kohen was only zoicha to the mitzvah of Birchus Kehanim because he benched Klal Yisrael on his own accord because he was an Oy of Yisrael. So that's why he was zoicha loy ledoyrois of Adoylam. So if you don't have a harvest Yisrael, so therefore you can't bench Klal Yisrael. Zuk de choizef in Leblins, chesig noleini. This is what the Pusik tells us. Shteit Boishim said to Arna Vunov, Koy sevorchi es b'nei Yisrael. Frick the Chosef from Lublin, the Boishma hasn't yet said what the Brucha is. How can you say, Koy, this is how you should bench Klal Yisrael, when you've already said what to do, like for example, in Parshas Baal Oyscho, Shit, V'choy sasa lohem letarom. The Boishma explains how one has to be matad levim. First the Boishma says what to do, and then state, Choy sasa, this is what you need to do. Choy sasa, you can only say once you've already said what to do. But here the Boishim hasn't yet said the Nisach HaBrucha. Was Pasuk, Choy sasa, this is what you need to say before you've said what you need to say. So Zuk the Choyzef in Leblin, what the Boishim is telling the Koyhanim is, Eme Elak El Aram Vel Bunav, you need to tell the Bunav, the children, the Einikach of Arna Koyin, as Koy Sivorchi, you need to emulate Arna Koyin. You have to go in the Derech Arna Koyin. You want to be able to bench Klal Yisrael? Koy, Azoi vi Arna Koyin, Azoi Koy Sivorchi, as B'nai Yisrael. The Sfasemis writes al Derech Zeh, Inyim Birchis Koyhanim, ki ha'oived Hashem, Yesh loy lahakim malas b'nei Yisrael ha'peshitim. Sometimes you have great people and on such a high, lofty pedestal that they don't seem to recognize and understand the chashivas of the simple yid. Zuk the Sfasemes, what the Rebbein Hashem is telling Arna Koyin Nebunov is, as from them we need to learn out that even the great Oivdei Hashem need to recognize the malas of Bnei Yisrael HaPeshitim, ki heim re'iyim lebrucha. Tedechsev koisev orchi. Mashma sheyodei Hashem ki kol rutzon HaKoyin tzedek levurech es Bnei Yisrael. Koisev orchi, you need to want to give a brucha to Kal Yisrael. The Zelba Yisod. The Ramban in Parsha Shmini on this pusik vayisa anes yudav alam vayivorchim quotes Rashi, which Rashi says that he gave them the bruch of Bechas Kehanim. So zuk the Ramban a gewaltige chiddush. So if so, it works out as tia parshas daba el arm velbunav leime kois vach bnei Yisrael shebechemesh apekidim. The parsha of Bechas Kehanim parshas nusoy zuk the Ramban is mikdemes lezeh, was said before the parsha of Shmini. Rashi said that Arna Koye and Parsha Shmini gave them Bechas Kehanim, Yivarecho, Yiso, Yue. How did Arna Koye know this brucha? Says Ramban, it must be a mikdem a micha batoira. And the parsha of Bechas Kehanim and Parsha Nusay was already said. And said the Ramban, that's why the first pusik after Pash of Bechus Kehanim is a pusik vayhibiyim kalis Moshe lehokim es hamishkan. We see that the Pash of Bechus Kehanim was said b'shas hakum es hamishkan. So Aaron HaKohen was already given this mitzvah. So the Ramban is being choylik lechoyer on everything we just said. The Ramban is saying that this brucha, which Aaron HaKohen gave in Pash Shmini, this was after the Rabbein Shloilem was ready mitzavahim, those psikim which is written in the Torah in Parshas Nusoy. But then carries on the Ramban, and he says, V'yituchen loima, it's yituchen to say, nishtazoy. And he quotes another Torah's Kehanim. V'yisa aran yudav es yudav ela'om v'yivorchem, says the Torah's Kehanim, zi brucha stima she'i ato yoida. This brucha in Parshas Shmini is a different brucha, which we don't know. Vayivochem, he gave them his own brucha. Brucha zi sheberech anso om mei atzmoi. And he uses the same lushan. This is a brucha which Aaron HaKohen gave mei atzmoi on his own accord. Stima hi v'lo pirash luni hakusiv mahi. And the pusik doesn't explain what it is. So we see the Ramban in his second pshat agrees with this Mahalach, which we mentioned. When a Kohen eats Trimah, or he eats Bikirim, he also has to make a second brucha. When we eat something, we make only one brucha. Mezoinus, Hadoma, Hoetz. Aber when a Kohen is eating Trimah, because it's a mitzvah, he's got to make a Brichas HaMitzvahs. What brucha does he make? He makes again the same brucha like by Brichas Kohanim. Look, the Rambam, kol ha'oichel trima, mevorach brichas oisamachel, you make the bruch on the food, hadoma, ho'eitz, mezoinus, v'achakach mevorach, ashe kideshuni b'kdishusoy shel aroin, v'tzivuni lechoil b'trima. Has to make the same nisach, ashe kideshusoy b'kdishusoy shel aroin. The choyre, why is he making this brucha? Here, this is a chiv min ha'toyre. The answer is because the Torah's Kohanim already told us that when Aaron HaKohen gave that brucha ma'atzmoi, he was zoich zuk the Torah's Kohanim, but also shu zucha b'matnas kina. Not only was he zoich the brucha, the mitzvah of Nesis Kapayim, the Kohanim, why were they zoich to all the matnas kina? We always learned this is because they're Kohanim, chelef aveidusam in the Beis Hamikdash, took the Torah in Parshas Koirach. Of the Torah's Kohanim says, yes, but they were only Zoichah, they didn't have to go to the Kohanim. The Kohanim was Zoichah to Matnas Kehina only because of this original brucha which Aaron HaKohen gave them. And if we look in the Balatirim and Parsha Shmini, Zuk the Balatirim, Vayisa Arnas Yudov is Bigamatria, Zucha b'matnas kehina. So the Balatirim very clearly, the Kohanim were only zocha to the matnas kehina because Ana Kohen was a oyev shulim in a roidev shulim. Because he had those middos, that's why he was zocha to the matnas kehina. Now we understand why the Mishnah in Uvos tells us that the kehina was niknes b'chuf dalad malois. Why didn't the Mishnah say b'chuf dalad vorim, like the Torah's niknes b'mem ches devorim? Why does the Mishnah refer to it as malois? Because these chuf dalad malois, which are connected the chuf dalad matnes kehina, this isn't something that just came automatically to be a Kohen. This was something which Ana Kohen, because he was a Oyev Shulam and a Roid of Shulam, that's why he was Zoicha to these Malas, to show the Malas of Ana Kohen. And with this we answer the question of the Maharal. The Maharal had gefreik the Kasha. It's not written anywhere but Feirish in the Torah that Ana Kohen was a Oyev Shulam, a Roid of Shulam, a Oyev Sabrias, Makavon the Torah. So how could Hillel say heaven mitamid of Shalana Kohen if it's not a Dove Yediyah? The answer is because this is taken for granted. Because you can't be a Kohen, says the Maharal, if you don't have this middah of being a Oyev Shulam Roid Shem Oyev Sabrias. And this is what we see, Taka, from the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim, that Aaron on his own accord gave them a bruch of Shulam, a Yusim Lechu Shulam. No one asked him the first time. This was, he did it on his own accord, because he was a Oyev Shulam, a Roid of Shulam, a Oyev Sabrias, in Makav in the Torah. There's a Gevaldi Gevot, which the Chasam Sofer writes, in Parshas Kisis and Makitim. Ashtelzach as follows. How could it be that Arna Koyim was appointed to become the Koyin Gudel after the Chet Ho'egel? Arna Koyin, the Torah writes that he was somehow involved in the Chet Ho'egel. Zug the Chasam Sofer these words. Hine ro'ini ka'achrei chetu egel, nivcha aharoin, liois loy lezare achrav, bris kehinas oilam. After this, he was appointed, the Baal Shem said, to build the Mishkan, and Ana Kohen should be the Kohen Gudel. Freak the chasov with these words, v'chichoyte niska? Somebody does an aveira, choyte niska, and the frat was speaking here about the egel, an aveira of avoid azura, which is yehurad val yavoy. How could it be the Ana Kohen, after this, he should now be appointed to be the Kohen Gudel? So Zuk the Chasam Sofer as follows. Ana Kohen saw what had happened to Chor, that he had been killed. And he was worried that he would also be killed. Not that he was worried about himself. He was worried that if they kill him, Klal Yisrael will never have a Kapura. Like it's written about the Novi Zechariah, in Yehurad B'migdash Novi Hashem of Hazar Veira Snishtuken Kapura if they would have killed Ana Kohen. Ana Kohen's whole concern was for Klal Yisrael, not for himself. So Ana Kohen preferred to go and take part in making the Egel and thereby to avoid that he should be killed and Klal Yisrael should never get a Kapura. Zug the Chasam Sofer, Nimsa, ki arem bucha lioi snif la avoy de zura, leman lo yisrabe machloikes be Yisroel. Va Hashem yisborach haboichen levik loyes, yuda ki be mesiris nafshoi mamish usa anka zois. This is the ultimate mesiris nefesh. For Arna Kohen to go and be involved in making the Egel, and he's doing this knowing this is a terrible, terrible Aveira, and this is an Inyan of Avoida Zura, and he goes and he takes part in it. Why? Because if not, Klal Yisroel will never have a Kapura. Zug the Chasam Sofer, Glal Zeh, because of this, it was because of this, here he demonstrated how he was the ultimate Oyev Yisruel to ensure that Klal Yisrael will have a Kapura. Here he demonstrated his gewaltige midah of a havasul. V'zeh shehayid ulav malachi. This is what the Novi Malachi says. B'shuloi mevemishay hulach iti v'rabim heishiv me'ovan. This was the mala of Aaron HaKohen. So here we see again the gewaltige, not only mesiras nefesh, the gewaltige ahavas yisul of Aaron HaKohen, how he was this oyev shuloim, v'roidev shulim. And this is what we need to learn out from Aaron HaKohen. V'emutza kushbarchi klei machzik bruchel yisul ela hashuloim. The kohanim cannot bench in klal yisrael if they have the mid of avas yisrael. But we also need to be the klei machzik brucha. We need to be ke'ish echad, belev echad. Emoy lahem, tell klal yisrael yivarechecho lushen yuchid. Klal yisrael has to be together, ke'ish echad, velev echad. And then we'll be zoicha v'yusim lechoshulayim, omen ken yirutzayim.